Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Please, God, please show me a sign. And there's a little fire going at the bottom. They get their little candles. But then this beam of light comes down from the sky. To me, this is just proof positive of group intention attracting powerful energies, which is what we need to do moving forward.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was filmmaker Patty Greer. And I wanted to take a break from all the bad news, there's so much of it, and spend some time talking about spirituality and the realm of the unseen in this interview. Because it's never been more obvious, friends, than today, as the lefties freak out and riot and assault police officers because they're worried they may not be able to get abortions on demand anymore. And while the imposter in chief Joe Biden calls Make America Great Again extreme ideology, well, we've jumped the shark. But the good news is we know we're winning. And in the end, of course, God wins. Before we start this one, just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know that 100,000 Cubans are using Bitcoin in response to U.S. sanctions? And cryptocurrencies as a whole are growing faster than the adoption of the internet? You can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto. And did you know that if you do it right, you don't have to pay cap gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA with My Digital Money now to take advantage of it. You will pay based on your contribution and nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum or Chainlink doubles or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could easily be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 in credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. And when you're ready for retirement, no capital gains tax. Go to mydigitalmoney.com now. mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, thanks so much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.com and sgtreport.tv here. The last time I talked with this person, Patty Greer, was back in February 2022. The name of that conversation is The Crop Circle Conundrum. Patty Greer is a crop circle experiencer, she would say, not just a researcher. She's also a filmmaker with 8 documentaries on the subject. Friends, what I want to say before we start this interview and welcome Patty is that there is a realm of the unseen. We as Christians know that's true. Atheists probably know that's true. And the point I want to make is this conversation about orbs, plasma fields, UFOs, satanic or angelic entities, crop circles, it delves into the realm of the unseen. And I want to show an example of the unseen realm that manifests itself through harmonics, through resonance. I love the amazing salt resonance experiment. Friends, when I watch this, I always think biblically, God spoke it into being. The power of what we cannot see is so far beyond what human beings are able to understand. The power of creation, the beauty of creation. We're told this all happened by some random big bang. The beauty of design, a baby, a tree, a frog, a dolphin, a bald eagle. It all happened by accident, friends. Well, I don't believe that for one second. I think there's design. We know there's design when we look at human DNA, the unraveling of a scroll written by God himself. Now, that's my opinion on the subject, but I've always been fascinated by the crop circle phenomenon, and I really enjoyed the conversation that Patty and I had back in February. So Patty is back now. Let me fade the music down here. Again, she's the co-owner of C60 Evo, a crop circle experiencer, a filmmaker, and today we're going to talk about plasma fields and so much more. Patty, welcome back.
Thank you so much, and what a great opening. I felt like I was looking at images of simple crop circles as the salt maneuvered into its proper location. That was excellent. Thank you, Sean.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to do that delicate dance because I think the last time we had a conversation, there were a few people that bumped on some of the woo because they think this is new age. They think this is a new age phenomenon, and it's new agey to have a conversation about plasma fields and crop circles. And I don't think that's the case. I think we're talking about the realm of the unseen, okay, that can manifest itself through energy fields in our world. I think that's what many of the crop circles are. But today we're going to talk about orbs and plasma fields, which we didn't cover in our last conversation.
Well, we kind of did because it's just part of the same timeline, you know. But what I learned when I made my eighth film, Crop Circle Diaries, my final film, I was invited to the lab where they actually explored the science of crop circles and proved without a doubt that the seeds are growing 30 to 400% more food and biofuel per plant. Living seeds in crop circles that were taken out once the wheat was bent and not broken, which is so incredible. Mm-hmm. There's a nice bent node right there. I used to eat a lot of the wheat in the center of the crop circles, but we didn't know that they were spraying them. So, but they sure were sweet. But what I found was fascinating was that they're bent, not broken, that they're enhanced, not killed. And then all over the ground are these exploded stones of slate surrounded by chalk, different colors, but they're all exploded open like whatever hit the crop circle in that moment blew open rocks, bent the wheat. And what it did was it didn't bend it, but it heated the liquid. And there was an intended message that was sent into that field through plasma consciousness. Mm-hmm. And so therein lies the big question, what's plasma and what's plasma consciousness? And I think that the lady that was the secret lab partner of William Levengood for the last 16 years of his life described plasma in this way to me. And it took me morning after morning, five in a row, where I was literally holding my head together every time I'd say, tell me again. How are crop circles happening? What is this spinning plasma field? How are they actually coming out of the earth, and who sent them?
Now, let me ask you though, that's interesting. So you believe that they're coming out of the earth as opposed to coming here from some other distant galaxy. So right off the bat, we have this conversation. Is it UFOs, as some would claim? Is it entities? Is it entities being sent from the angelic or the satanic? Or is it just entities, energy from within the earth?
Yes, bingo.
Energy from within the earth, you would say?
From within the earth. And the reason I started with the punchline, which is crop circles are creating super seeds that can bring back our food supply. If we can recreate the technology of once they're bent over and they keep growing, they magnify their plentitude. They're also 75% more nutrition per plant, as in food. Biofuel, powerful frequencies are coming into these crop circles, and they're not from all those wonderful suggestions you mentioned that you'll see on all those TV shows and the BBC and Ancient Aliens. And, you know, they'll hire a team to go into the field with boards and ropes and show you how humans make them. But let's get real. There's too many real crop circles, such as that one over my shoulder, 409 flawless circles that happened. They weren't there the day before. 409, pouring rain all night long. And in the morning, 5:30, my friend Charles Mallett walked the whole perimeter and he said there wasn't a footstep in sight. Friggin' miracle. But again, how was it happening this quickly, this huge, acres sometimes of wheat perfectly laid. And now you've got all this magnificent food, and they were making crop circle bread, crop circle beer, but what is it? And everybody's saying, look over there. And my films, I went through, I don't even want to say, it was just such hell putting out these films, and I didn't know why. And now 2022, we know how big it is what we're up against. I thought it was more small that was after me hiding my films, but it wasn't. It was this big picture of hiding all these technologies that are going to help us bring back the planet to a healed, wonderful environment. There's nothing satanic about crop circles other than people's perceptions.
Well, I just really appreciate this conversation because we're cutting right to the heart of the matter here, which is the New World Order, the power that ought not be, that is aligned against humanity with their anti-human agenda. They want to destroy our food supply, as you well know. They've already done so to the degree that we have GMO foods. So much of our food is toxic. They've destroyed our water supply. They're shutting down the supply chains. I think they're engineering famine. The geoengineering's out of control. So with that said, I just want to play this clip. I think you'll enjoy this, and you probably have seen it before, but just regarding UFOs so that we can clear the table on that. And then we'll move forward on the discussion.
And that means unidentified flying. Crop circles don't fly.
Well, yeah, unidentified flying objects. So many people make the leap that they believe this is coming from a different galaxy. And we don't have to get into the idea of a firmament and a flat earth, a biblical flat earth on this. But more and more researchers that I talk to don't believe that there's anything coming from a distant galaxy visiting us. Anything that's visiting us is either spiritual in nature, or what you would say is maybe it's coming from within the earth itself. But here's Dr. Carol Rosen, who, interesting. I didn't know that. What a small world. She was Wernher von Braun's right hand, essentially. And here's what Wernher von Braun always warned her to tell the world, that the last card they would play would be a fake alien invasion.
When I was a corporate manager of Fairchild Industries in 1974 through 77, I met the late Dr. Wernher von Braun in early 74. At that time, von Braun was dying of cancer, but he assured me that he would live a few more years in order to tell me about the game that was being played, that game being the effort to weaponize space, to control the Earth from space and space itself. The strategy that Wernher von Braun taught me was that first the Russians are going to be considered to be the enemy. In fact, when I met him in 74, they were the enemy, the identified enemy. We were told that they had killer satellites. We were told that they were coming to get us and control us, the dirty commies, that whole story. First, the Russians were the enemy against whom we're going to build space-based weapons. Then terrorists would be identified, and that was soon to follow. We heard a lot about terrorism. Then we were going to identify third world country crazies. We now call them nations of concern. But he said that would be the third enemy against whom we would be needing to build space-based weapons. And the next enemy was asteroids. Now, at this point, he kind of chuckled the first time he said it. Asteroids, against asteroids, we're going to build space-based weapons. So it was funny then. And the funniest one of all was against what he called aliens, extraterrestrials. That would be the final card. And over and over and over, during the 4 years that I knew him and was giving his speeches for him, he would bring up that last card. And remember, Carol, the last card is the alien card. We're going to have to build space-based weapons against aliens. And all of it, he said, is a lie.
All of it is a lie. Patty, I'm coming back to you. Now, it turns out I had no idea. You knew Dr. Carol Rosen? Rosen?
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew all the greats. No, I knew all the greats. You know, when I was touring with my films and being a speaker on crop circles, I was pretty much the crappie girl in Canada and the US for the last, for 10 years, from 2017 to 2007, back then, when I was starting to go in the crop circles. But early on, I started receiving these big awards, the Ebie Awards, and he's got a little movie camera, you know, and it's free best UFO film. I won best film, best music, People's Choice. I kept winning awards, which was really nice because my movies were experiential. they told the truth. They didn't magnify or create, you know, I didn't have to hire artists. I was filming the crop circles. I was flying over them. But let's go to what's creating them and what plasma is, because that's what we're supposed to get to today.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll give you screen share opportunity. I know you've presented a PowerPoint. Can I show one more thing though?
Absolutely.
I think it pays off what we just heard from Carol and her relationship with Wernher von Braun. Here's his tombstone plaque, Wernher von Braun, 1912 to 1977, Psalms 19, verse 1. Well, why would he put that on his tombstone? Let's take a look at Psalms 19, 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Wernher von Braun, the guy who is credited as having really invented the technology to get men to the moon, friends, I assure you, that the story of the Apollo moon missions is just as much a fable as an alien invasion will be, in my view. All right, Patty, back to you.
God, if they do Project Blue Beam and hit us with a fake alien invasion, I mean, as many people as ran for the experimental, what we just went through, you know, it's going to be just one more thing, which I hope doesn't happen. But I did have... quite a few comments from your last show that went into this demonic thing about crop circles, which again is the same to me as calling them unidentified flying object. Crop circles are not UFO. They're an earth science that's been scientifically proven. And why do we say they came out of the earth in spinning plasma vortices? Because it was discovered in the lab through magnets measuring the plants, measuring how far they spewed the crop, how far they laid it over. Years of experimenting with crop circle specimens in the lab in Michigan gave William Levengood and Penny Kelly the punchline that crop circles are coming out of the earth. They're coming out of the earth in spinning plasma vortices. And a vortex is like this, and it's coming out and they're spinning in opposite directions, but they had different layers of frequencies, which is what differentiates this crop circle from that one. And the fact that they're coming out of the earth was proven because this particular kind of magnetics is only within the earth. And the messages, who would send them in all these different ways that we can all communicate without knowing a language, such as pictograms, pictures, sacred geometry, which is what the salt did, which is what so many crop circles do. And that pattern of sacred geometry literally means a mandala, which is like a dot in the middle, and everything coming out from the middle is a mirror image of what's straight across from it. So people think, oh, mandala, relax, you know, but then I started putting a pin in it and spinning a printed copy of mandalas, crop circle, sacred geometry. And I found that we were looking at propulsion technologies or the lighting systems on the bottom of spacecraft of the future. Have I ever seen an alien? And I've been in more than 100 crop circles. No, I have not seen a little being. I haven't done any of those things that a lot of people claim. So what I'm going to say to your doubters is that God bless all of us. I'm only telling you what I've seen and experienced in these incredible crop circles. Oh my gosh, number three, the really green one there. That was really mysterious, but that's too long of a story. I don't want to distract us. I mean, the lies and the researchers that they sent in, the ones that they put on TV to lie for you, you know, now it's all really apparent because it's just so commonplace, but crop circles are magnificent. And when you see such as that one, it looks like an acorn or a pine cone from the top.
Yeah, it's all Fibonacci sequence stuff, too. It's the beauty of nature. It's the stuff we see in nature, which, again, to me, is proof of a designer. It's proof of a creator. In my view, we see it everywhere. Scientists can see it. And so many of these scientists who have delved into the realm of DNA and really are trying to get down to understand creation on a molecular level, some of these scientists have switched gears and moved away from atheism because they recognize there must be a designer because the creation is so perfect and so complex.
I couldn't agree more. And when you're dealing with the earth herself, I mean, she's just divine perfection. There's not entities or beings doing this. This is full on earth energy that's got the power to grow trees, to move the sky, to keep on, you know, spinning slowly. But the earth is a conscious being. And I think that this has been her way of communicating with her people for years. But if it's a crop circle, you can't really tell what the pattern is when you're on the ground. You can only tell when you're flying over, looking down, or up on a hillside, looking down, that you can tell that's a hummingbird or an octopus or a virus. We actually had the CV19 in May 2019. The thing showed up as a crop circle. It wasn't a circle. It was a pictogram of that and with the spikes. I mean, it was just flawless. So the earth herself has been working with humanity through this plasma field, which is an energy field. Everything is plasma. And again, I'm going to give it to you like Penny Kelly explained it to me. She said, everything is plasma. Plasma is conscious. Plasma is always moving. And when you've got plasma fields or vortices, what you have is an arrangement of plasmas in agreement to create a form. And when we can take control of really creating our plasma fields to be what we want them to be, then we go back to that 1970s hippie thing of your thoughts create your reality. Well, guess what? They do. So when you get up and you're really crabby, you know, and everybody you talk to on the phone, it's like, nobody's going to call you back. But if you wake up with the glory of life and you have a beaming smile on your face, you're going to attract more of that. So one of my favorite things that Penny Kelly wrote is, why learn about plasma and consciousness? Now, that's a question that she asks at the top of one of her books. If we can change our plasma fields, we can change our frequencies, we can change our patterns, and we can change our health.
Well, can you give us an example of a plasma field? And again, I'll give you control if you want to steer and bring up your PowerPoint. But, you know, when I think of plasma fields, I struggle with what that actually means. Now, in terms of creating crop circles, in our last discussion, you showed us examples, a video of orbs that were working in coordination with each other to create right. crop circles beneath them. But give us an example. When you say plasma fields, plasma is key to life. Help us understand what that means.
Okay, let me have these fabulous photos up for you. I'm going to play, let's see, how do I share or do you hit share?
Hit share.
Can you see it?
Yes.
Full screen.
Orbs, tubes of light, plasma density. Patty Greer, 2022. Guys, the website, cropcirclefilms.com. By the way, these little orbs you're showing there, they remind me of footage that was shot from one of these STS missions. Do you remember the tether incident?
Oh, yeah.
And the orbs that look a lot like that floating in front of and behind the tether. And if they were behind the tether, the suggestion is that they were massive. See, now I just got to tell people, I really cut my teeth in the area of ufology and crop circles. I loved all of this stuff. And there was a time when I believed that there were UFOs and potentially alien species. I've come full circle. I don't so much believe that anymore, but that STS footage is interesting. I'll try to show some of it right here.
Great. Well, I think I have a photo even more clear than theirs of a ball of light in the sky opening a doorway, which was just shocking in one of the movies I produced. But what we have with orbs, tubes of light, plasma density is we've got a different dimensional element that our eyes can only see if we choose to focus on it, or we're holding a camera that picks up orbs really well. I went through 10 years where I couldn't take a photo without orbs in it. And I would sometimes have people take photos of me and I'd say, oh, wait a minute, let me focus. And they'd take another photo and there'd be an orb. This is my father, for example. I mean, I can actually recognize some orbs by their color, by their shape. And once I started working with Penny Kelly, which was only for a few weeks when I made my final film, Crop Circle Diaries, did I learn about the different colors and densities of orbs. And density just means like in a photo, you have parts per inch, PPI, or, you know, it's a measurement of how dense, how thick, or how thin and opaque it is. And orbs are the most opaque, such as this is a blue orb, where you can see into it, you can see the pattern. You can see all the other orbs in the sky, and all of them have these really interesting patterns within that you can see when you first look at it in an image.
Did you just say, you held up a disc there, a photo, did you say that's your father? Is that what you
yes.
believe? Okay, yeah. We got to address that. So you take pictures of these things where? And what's on screen right now? That's a picture of what? I see that's, orbs, but where was that taken?
That was in Australia, and I did not take this. I have collections now of different photographers' work, and I'm happy to mention if it's mine or somebody else's. But a lady in Australia, when I was making my orbs movie called Orbs and Light Beings, Way Over the Top, halfway through, she sends me library of orbs that were the best I've ever seen in the world. And so I'm going to show a few of those in this presentation. This is how I got my crop circle footage at night of balls of light. We'd go up on the hills, we'd bring our camera, we'd set up in the dark in England, and it was cold, it was wet, hours were long. And if we were really lucky, we'd be able to get orbs. But it seemed like every time I went on stage, people would take photos of me and then they'd email it to me and say, wow, look what was coming out of you at Dolores Cannon's event, was these yellow balls of light. Very interesting. And I thought, well, I, you know, maybe it was just a glitch. And then I went to another event. Somebody sent me this. So now I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, not only in my images, but there's something following me around, or there's things following all of us around. Or they are everywhere, and when we call them in, they appear. That's, I think, what the answer is that what you ask for now in this paradigm that we're in, which is a lot more dense, if you ask to be really shown amazing grace, you're going to have moments like this where you're going to say, oh, it even showed up. I mean, how wonderful. So here's Night Watch. We're up on the hill, me and Monique Kliekenberg from Holland, and we get these balls of light coming in over the crop circles. These are the ones I'm like, well, wait a minute. If they're flying in and we can see them in the sky, what do they have to do with the crop circles if they're coming out of the earth? I'm a little lost here because maybe there are assistants, which are these golden balls of light. And all the images that we took, these two different tones of golden balls, there was always this white way up there, like the mothership. Like, did that come in? I don't know. Again, I'm not an expert. All I know is we got these photos. This is the one that I think beats anything NASA has put out. And what that is, it's a golden ball of light over an English field that gets a lot of crop circles. And the very next morning, after this ridiculous experience I went through with meeting people in different parts of England that were all in the field that night and saw these orange balls of light, but two guys had seen the ball open like a doorway, such as that photo, and they said illumined light beings came out with arms, legs, and a head. Now, I'm sitting there just completely aghast, like, oh, my God, this just gets better every year I come back to England, where it's all these spiritual people that have no limits whatsoever. And all of us are taking photos of orbs and entities and all these things. But again, I never fell into the I had sex with an alien or I saw a bunch of aliens get out of a ship. That's never happened for me. And I was there plenty, and I was fearlessly going into the crop circles at night. I mean, foolish. I was flying, so I had every opportunity. But again, different people have different experiences. This, to me, was really shocking to see the ball of light open and to be able to get a photo of it. And down the green at the bottom is just the bush as we were shooting the image in the sky. And this is probably, I think, one of the best photos ever of an orange ball of light over a crop circle. And the next morning, boom, there was the beginnings of this crop circle. And it happened in three different phases, which means a third of it appeared the next morning. A few days later, it got larger. And then it took about 2 weeks. And then this full formation, which is whatever people see in it, there's so many different interpretations, but this was the result of the orange balls of light night, where all these different people saw this happen. Pretty amazing.
Friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. This is a perfect time for a quick break. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, I just want the audience to know too, I'm trying to keep an open mind here because, look, if we can put our hubris and our egos aside, we all know that none of us hold all of the answers. Okay, we don't understand the biggest picture. We do understand that God created the heavens and the earth. That's my view. But when you showed that picture of you sitting there with the orb above your head, because I'm predisposed in my beliefs, I immediately thought guardian angel. So we all bring our experiences and our beliefs to the table as we have this conversation. So I'm just trying to keep an open mind as we go through all of this, because I think it's interesting.
Good. Well, and I don't want to have, you know, people get upset that, you know, they want to believe it's demons making, you know, what you see is what you get. And when people look at a crop circle, a plumber is going to see something different than a musician. And I say everybody's right, because we're all receiving on different frequencies what it is that we need to learn. And crop circles are just here to teach us. But I do think that they're coming from the heart of the mother who creates everything for the planet. The balls of light, I don't know, but I know they're there in England. I know the stones are getting blasted. I know the plants are getting bent, continue to grow, and they're growing much better food.
Well, and so, let me say, you know, when you say mother, heart of the mother, people think new age, Mother Earth. Let me just say, we now know that trees have the ability to communicate with each other, as do flowers. Look, the world is so complex and so beautiful in God's design that it really defies our puny brain's ability to understand. But what we do know is that the enemies of humanity hate this world. They hate God's design. So they're destroying all of it on purpose, and they're trying to bring on a famine. So when you say, you know, essentially Mother Earth, I'm kind of with you. The Earth is a beautiful, breathing, alive, majestic planet. And in my view, it was created by God. The enemies of humanity hate God. People like Yuval Noah Harari, he literally says, we are the gods now, and you have no free will. These people literally hate God. They hate the creation. They hate the planet. And that's why they're trying to destroy all of it and recreate it in their own image, which to me is a satanic image, a human image. And I just wanted to make that statement as it pertains to, quote unquote, Mother Earth.
Oh, we are at war. But it is the mother herself who's holding up humanity, wildlife, plants, sky. I mean, I really believe that she's all we've got. She, God, goddess. I do give multiple credit, God and goddess and all that is, when I say thank you. But what we have here, Oliver's Castle Crop Circle, is the only crop circle where somebody filmed balls of light laying a crop circle down in seconds. So these balls of light that are coming in, or that are the base, in my opinion, of a spinning vortex of plasma. So you've got these two plasma fields spinning, and when they go fast enough and they get to the exact right frequency for this particular pattern that showed up, it turns into this heated ball of light, which is what we saw. I think that's what these are, with the orange and golden balls, is these perfect, ready to lay that crop circle down frequency. And within seconds, that crop circle is down. So this Oliver's Castle footage, I think I sent it to you at the last show, somebody filmed it and everybody tried to lie about it. But what happened was, here I come in, I know nothing, which was so great. All I know is I'm laying in crop circles day after day after day, and I'm hanging out with all these crappies, and I am completely dedicated. And so now I bring this footage home of the Oliver's Castle footage, and I thought I completed my first film. I had no idea what I was doing. And at the very end, this very bizarre energy came over me in Boulder, Colorado, while I was editing. And it was this communication that said, reverse the footage. And I looked at my editor and I said, show me this Oliver's Castle crop circle footage, wind it backwards. And he said, why? And I said, I don't know, just do it. And he did, and we didn't see anything. And I said, slow it down. He said, how slow? And I said, I don't know, 30%. And then we looked at each other and I thought, why did I say that? Kind of freaked me out. And we slowed it down and we reversed it. 30% slowed it down. And 30 seems to be a very important crop circle science number. But we slowed it down. And right there, I said, I screamed, stop right now. What do we see here? And I found this, some people want to call it a digital glitch. Hell no, it isn't. Those two balls of light communicated in a code. And I found it. Like, because I didn't know anything, I found it. Because I was willing to listen to that voice, that little voice that said, slow it down 30%, run the footage backwards. The editor, poor guy, thought he was going to fall over and die. I was like, I don't know. I don't know how we found it, but this is fantastic. And it took until my final film for a group of people who are honest enough to say, yeah, it's not a digital glitch. These are two plasma balls communicating through a binary code, and somehow we got it on film. To me, this is really remarkable, and I was the one that found it in 2007. It was in my first film, The Wake Up Call. Anybody listening? Question mark. And then it was in my next film that started winning all these awards, Crop Circle Update, The Wake Up Call, and everybody's saying, oh no, that footage is fake. And then Crop Circle Diaries, my final film, was like, no, I showed it to Penny Kelly, a 8x10 or a 9x12 glossy of this image of the balls of light communicating, even though all these guys that were UFO experts, boo-hoo, I showed it to her and I said, what are we looking at? She goes, oh my God, what a fabulous image of two balls of plasma communicating. Where'd you get that? I said, Oliver's Castle. We both went silent for a few minutes. I believe what I have here is true evidence of the balls of light communicating. What are they saying? Again, I'm guessing. I'll do this, you do that. Boom. The field went down in seconds.
In some of the crop circles that have been created show binary code too, right? Yes. You believe there's messages in some of these crop circles that, I guess people need to decode, mathematicians and stuff.
Yep. And the binary codes have all been deciphered, and they're very powerful messages, such as the alien face in the disc on the cover. Down at the bottom, you can see that weird round crop circle, and I'm coming out with my weird hair sticking up. But that crop circle happened in 2002 after 9/11, and the message was, beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Mm-hmm. Much pain, but still time. Believe there is good out there. We oppose deception. Conduit closing. In a crop circle, in a binary code, meticulous.
Well, it's just so interesting because the 9/11 incident, the false flag, World Trade Center 7 collapsing at 5:20 in the afternoon without warning, without cause, and Jane Stanley from the BBC reporting about the collapse of that building 10 minutes before it collapsed as it's smoldering behind her. That was a wake-up call for so many of us. And to me, looking back at time, none of us could have realized, I guess there are people that did know about the Illuminati and the New World Order, but I didn't. And I couldn't have imagined such evil existing on this planet. And now it's really in the wide open. Whereas on 9/11, I didn't know who the Rothschilds were. I didn't understand the power of the Rockefellers. I didn't understand the power of J.P. Morgan stealing all of the inventions essentially of Tesla and locking them up in a closet so we have to pay to get energy. We have to be on their hardwire system so they enrich themselves off of the beauty of this planet. Well, they make us all slaves. And now it's all in the wide open with the World Economic Forum saying in the future, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. And Noah and Yuval Noah Harari, the right-hand man to Klaus Schwab, saying we are the gods now. So it's all in the wide open, Patty. And that's just in the last 20 years. So I think it's all part of the Great Awakening.
It is indeed. And it's taking everything in me to be mature enough not to flip the bird when I hear about Schwab and his boy. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we're definitely at war, but the good thing is, I don't think there's ever been a time when people have been this awake, this many people, and so many people have lost everything. I mean, I live in Boulder, Colorado, where we just had a fire. They're not even talking about it. 1,182 people lost every single thing within 2 hours, smoked, just exploded homes. And yeah, we won't go there.
Oh, no, but let's go there, though, because I think that ties into plasma in terms of, well, I'm taking a leap here, in terms of directed energy weapons. Could some of this technology that we're talking about here be harnessed by the bad guys and used for evil? Because I think a lot of the fires that occurred in California, these PG&E fires, these are Rothschild fires, by the way, because Rothschild owns PG&E, essentially. It's all part of UN Agenda 2030 to get people off the Greenlands and into big, giant hellhole cities. So to me, it's all UN Agenda 2030. And I think some of these fires are potentially caused by directed energy weapons. And am I taking a leap there in terms of plasma fields and harnessing this type of technology for evil?
Unfortunately, I agree with you. And unfortunately, we do know somebody who filmed a group of officials come in and remove all of those little round meters on the side of the houses in the entire burn area. So I think you've got the directed weapons. You've got the little smart round things that we don't want on our homes. And what we had here also was coal burning underground for decades. Mm-hmm. And I think the combination, which they knew, they planned, perhaps, all of a sudden, we had 115 mile an hour winds out of nowhere. So you've got a combination of all kinds of attacks, human caused, and flawlessly orchestrated. And these people lost everything except their lives. And I don't know where they're all living. I don't know what they're all going through. But this is happening across America. The food plants, holy crap, now they're dropping airplanes on food plants. I don't
mean to. No, you're absolutely right. It's a coordinated attack to destroy the food supply system in this country. And again, it all ties into World Economic Forum policies. In the future, you won't have access to meat. You'll eat bugs. You won't own anything, but you'll be happy. Everything you need, you will rent. So that's the ultimate serfdom. That's slavery. Okay. And that's where they're taking us, if we allow it.
Okay, if we allow it. So the big piece is, what we need to do with shows like yours, with audiences that come from so many different walks of belief in life, is to get us to all work together and to create what it is that we want to move forward, which is a perfect place for the next group of photos, because what we have here is a group of spiritual people praying, and they called in this energy successfully, I might add. I mean, you can't fake that. That's not like a light bulb that was swinging in a tree when they took the photo. What we have is human intention, calling in God, calling in Goddess, calling in the energies of the earth, calling in whatever it is to bring about what it is that they want to love themselves with moving forward. And this big, beautiful beam of light comes down and oh my gosh, they just keep coming down when people are saying, please, God, please show me a sign. And there's a little fire going at the bottom. They get their little candles. But then this beam of light comes down from the sky. To me, this is just proof positive of group intention attracting powerful energies, which is what we need to do moving forward. look at this one. We can do this all across the world. And it's the next step in our evolution is to understand that everything is plasma. Plasma never stops moving. We can create fields of plasma such as these with group intention at a high frequency of consciousness, which just means not being on your phone, not yelling at someone, but being focused in the group energy. When we start to do this all around the world, which we are, things change, things improve.
Yeah, that's powerful. And when you say evolution, well, I can come up with a word using those same letters, and it's called revolution. I mean, that's what we need. We need a revolution that takes us back to where we began, the beauty of creation, caring about each other, caring about our earth. And we got to stop the infighting, because that's what they love to do, divide and conquer. That's how they have defeated us to this point. That's how they got us here. Of course, they got us here in 1913 with their Federal Reserve private bank as well. But divide and conquer, that's their playbook. And we have to stop fighting with each other. We have to come together, Patty.
Absolutely. And this is one of the things that if people know how to create the power to force their mind to think positive or to be loving instead of bitter, which, you know, we all have work to do on that. We have to realize that we do create our field, the field around us. This is the lady in Australia. She can't take a photo without some powerful entities showing up, and her photos, this one going into her head. I mean, every photo she takes is stunning. And then she had these domes that I've never seen in anybody else's photos. And these were on her farm in Australia. And they seem to have a being inside or a chakra field inside because they all have the bright head and then the illumined body that goes down to the base of the dome. But, you know, you say, oh, camera glitch. No, I don't think so, because they're everywhere in all of her photos with these additional bright orbs. You can't fake this. I mean, you can't CGI this many layers of frequencies of spiritual, powerful energy. And how'd she do it? With intention. Look at this one. Mind-boggling. And is she really a part of this? Do you see her face there?
Oh, she created
this. Can you see her face to the right?
Yeah. Did she do that in Photoshop, or how did this?
No, these are just what people would say.
People would say, Patty, these are all just lens flares in Photoshop.
She sent me hundreds. And I was just like, again, you know, people can waste their time and say, I don't believe in anything. These are lens flares. Go back to sleep. That's fine. But I'm not going to waste my time there, because these to me are the most enlightening orb plasma photos I've ever seen, because not only are they intended by a human calling in God or calling in whatever, which is what she does regularly when she pulls out her camera, but they all have these living entities inside. It's not just like a pink dome. It's multicolored, and it's got this light source, which to me is life.
So in that last image, was that essentially a self-portrait? She turned the camera around on herself and took that photo?
I couldn't tell you. It was just in a group of 100 she sent that day.
Okay.
No, endless. It was kind of like me during those 10 years. I couldn't take a photo without magic showing up in it. And it's where you put your mind. And this is why I really wanted to talk about plasma and powering up our intention, because what we choose to believe and what we choose to create, we can actually do. Some of us, like myself, I live wounded, which really sucks. I was a whistleblower years ago. I was in the early group of people that got whacked and hacked, and I was affected by a directed energy weapon, since you mentioned it. And it wasn't until now that I think I realize what directed energy weapons were used, what weapon was used on me. I think I understand the technology because of what I understand with plasma fields. I'm just going to finish the PowerPoint. I mean, really unusual orbs showing up everywhere, really bright, not like subtle. And this is me and another filmmaker, Tonya Maddenford, in Sedona, Arizona. And what a beautiful field. And there we were, we had just finished a Three Women in the Woods meditation. And then as we're walking back, I don't know how we got that shot or somebody took it, but again, it's a manifestation of what's going on inside. So powerful. And interestingly enough, this line came to me in all my movies, which is, it's not what you see, it's what you don't see. It's not who you know, it's who you really are. And I think we're really finding out more now than ever that this is really true, that our thoughts are creating our lives. And we can bring peace if we start to come together in groups and empower the light, the love, the earth, rather than the darkness and the scary movies and the TV news. And then our whole day is just, you know, harsh.
It is harsh. And one thing I just want to say as it relates to the public education indoctrination system and mainstream media and corporations is that they have drilled into the heads of our children this idea that they are the result of a random big bang, and we're hurtling through space and time, and we are a speck of dust that is insignificant. And it creates a feeling of nihilism in children, which is why depression is, you know, off the charts. Suicide is off the charts. And all of these terrible numbers, anxiety and addiction, are off the charts. And it's because this sense of nihilism has been created in the minds of young people, in the minds of adults too. And I think the importance of a conversation like this one, Patty, is that we're demonstrating that there's so much to this world that is unseen, and I guess in some of your photographs, that can be seen, that it should inspire people to turn their backs on nihilism and the New World Order, because you know, that's how they defeat us, is they make us believe we're insignificant specks of dust that are just the random design, the random creation of a big bang, when nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, thank God for shows like yours that keep people awake to know this, because it is in our face every day. I mean, I don't know who doesn't see geese flying during their lifetime and wonder, why are they in a formation? How do they know to stay in the V? How do they know to stay in the pattern? And it's plasma. It's through the plasma field that they've all agreed, I'm in your wind, I'm behind you, I'm behind you. And you don't hear them chatting. You might hear them squawking because geese fly and they make those squawking noises. But how they stay in formation is because of the plasma field. It's an understanding that is unspoken. And like you said, sacred geometry in the plants, in nature, you know, when we take ourselves back to what's real, what's natural, we're going to have a much better life. But we've got work to do cleaning the planet up now. And we also have all these technologies coming out that are going to further our consciousness. And there's medicines and elixirs and things that have been kept secret that are now coming to the surface to be healed. I thought this was a beautiful couple taking a walk. I don't know if they're getting married or just having an after dinner walk, but pretty fabulous light beings. I don't even remember who sent me this photo, but I absolutely love it. And again, what Penny Kelly said, why learn about plasma and consciousness? If we can change our plasma fields, we can change our frequencies, we can change our patterns, and we can change our health. So she also taught me, and this is a big one, and I think it's how they're unfortunately affecting and destroying things all across the world and humans, is that Penny said that what they've discovered about plasma is that when you spin it clockwise, you can create matter with intention, especially at 30% charge density plasma. We can recreate crop circle seed magic. We can recreate these super seeds. I saw the machine. I've seen it. We can bring the technology to the farms when we get rid of Mr. Gates and his buddies. But what we have here is a technology to help bring back the food supply. What we have here is to spin all these crop circles that are mandalas and realize, my God, look at that propulsion technology. So the Earth herself, my belief, again, I could be wrong after 100 crop circles and not thinking about anything else for 10 years. But I think that the proof positive for me was that my work, the effort that was made to hide it, says to me it must be really important. So what I learned about spinning plasma is that if you spin it clockwise, you can create matter with intention. But if you spin it counterclockwise with evil intention, you can destroy matter. And I think that that was the directed energy weapon that may have been used on me in 2017, because I was standing at the airport. I got my boarding pass. Next thing I knew, I was on the ground in a pool of Jell-O. From my waist down, I was Jell-O. And I have been in pain ever since walking. I've had every kind of treatment you can imagine, except hip surgeries. And I'm still alive. So I think I'm a science experiment. I think I'm a miracle. And the only reason I think I survived is because of my company now, C60 Evo, organic. It's a miracle molecule. It's keeping people alive. I think I'm the only one left in the original UFO group, even though crop circles are not unidentified or flying. My favorite is crop circles don't fly. But the fact that I'm still here, I think, is because of this product. And I know Sean takes it also. So I'm just going to put in a promo for my company, C60EVO.com. It's without a doubt the only company that's been making carbon 60 for 30 years with integrity. And we sell the strongest carbon 60, highest concentration levels of carbon 60 of any of the companies online. And we actually make it in our lab. So it's not coming from Wuhan, China, or Russia. I don't know if there's any other real labs than ours in Texas, in America, but my partners have been making it forever and they're really gifted. And so when I come up with girly things like, let's put C60 Evo in facial serum, and all of a sudden now in my late 60s, I'm having baby skin again. So we're creating miracles. We're bringing back technologies. We're really trying to work together as loving people at C60 Evo. Crop Circle Films, man, I just threw up my hands. I just had to give up. But I did bring home a nice little load of these guys, my little EB boys. And I really appreciate the opportunity. I never was a filmmaker. It was never on my bucket list, never a thought in my mind to even think about UFOs or anything of the kind. But I think that when we keep ourselves open to spiritual awakenings, when things come our way, we have a choice. We can say yes or no. And I said yes. And so I chose to go in an awful lot of crop circles. I flew myself to England every summer alone so that I could do nothing but be in the crop circles. And it wasn't until my eighth film, like I said, my final movie, Crop Circle Diaries, where I understood the science, because I don't think anybody understands the science of crop circles coming out of the earth and spinning vortices of plasma. This is really how it's happening. They're messages from the earth herself, which I just love. And the last thing I want to say to promote is that I have my entire collection of movies, 8 movies, 2 or 3 film soundtracks in my box, which is all in one case. And you just turn the page and pull out the next movie. It's half the price of buying the films independently. But my website, cropcirclefilms.com, the movie Orbs and Light Beings presents the collection from Australia. This amazing photo that I just took in my living room was like, oh, Dad, I mean, he has these colors that don't look like any other orb I've seen. And I think I was so focused on orbs and tubes of light that, like, when you look at somebody and you say, hey, Carol Rosen, you know, you recognize her face. I recognize orb faces. So luckily I'm coming out of that and coming back to talking to people again, but I was really taken by this industry. And if they pull a fake alien invasion to scare everybody because the other things aren't working any longer, I hope that there's enough smart people. And I know your audience has tens of thousands every day, smart people that could say, yo, it's fake. But it's going to be scary. If they do that, they're going to spend a fortune. And we've seen China do things in the sky with their fireworks where they created these things that could easily be spaceships. And, you know, we just have to get humanity to keep waking up. And Sean, thank you for your show. You just knock it out of the park and you're really helping people wake up across the world.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And the website is what?
C60EVO, like evolution.com. And Crop Circle Films with an S.com.
All right. Very good. Patty Greer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate you so very much. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, where you will get the antidote to corporate propaganda in the Mockingbird mainstream media lies. I hope God blesses you and your family. Bye-bye.
The third line down, it says recumbent firefly luciferous his protein. And now when I saw it, I thought it was really odd because I know his tones and his proteins, but that's usually all one word. And so I thought it was odd they separated it in cap, and I just thought that was weird that it's referring to luciferous as his protein.
It's also interesting that the name of this document is luciferase_goat.
Yep.
And I just think that's interesting from sort of a satanic Baphomet perspective.
Baphomet, exactly. Yeah, and there's another screenshot. I think the next one down will show that they referred to the host as a goat.